Welcome.
Is this gonna be our third apology on the pod?
Honestly, maybe.
Because
if I don't think we're really sorry.
No.
We have not changed our actions.
It is a repeated pattern of behavior.
But it's not our fault. It's your fault.
It is my fault.
Not my fault. It's the listener's fault. Oh. We have to girl boss, gatekeep, and gaslight.
Oh, right. Exactly. It's all your fault that I accidentally uploaded a podcast titled Title.
With no description.
No description. And embarrassingly long, weird ad reads, which will not be a part of the podcast.
Can I ask you something?
What?
Why are you wearing sunglasses?
Sometimes, like, the world is a little too bright, so I just, like to wear them. They feel like a little
You calm. Kind of look like John Lennon.
Owen
Wilson.
Owen Wilson's twin?
Yeah.
Can we talk about... Fine. We'll talk about the John Lennon situation if you're gonna bring it up. I guess I'll own up to my actions. I'm wearing sunglasses, though, because I don't know, sometimes the world's, like, I don't know. It's just, like, they're not even that dark. You know what? Also, I like my face better when it's half covered. And, like...
Okay.
Masks just really... I'd liked masks, but, like, I don't want to be that one girl that's just, like, wearing a mask because I'm insecure.
You're insecure. Don't know what for.
Not the vocal fry. What's the Hannah Montana edition?
Yeah. We apologize to anyone listening with headphones and or in a car.
Can I just say, first of all, we didn't even address the John Lennon and Owen Wilson situation.
Sorry.
And I think we should let it be that way. You know what?
Let it be. We're like the real life Glee.
Yeah, I just...
If you were a Glee character, who would you be?
Our ADHD tendencies are all over the place. If I was a Glee character... Oh, why don't we tell each other which Glee characters we think we would be?
I think you're giving a mix between, like, Santana and, like, Tina.
Okay, I think we've talked about this before.
Have we?
Or maybe I was talking about it with another... I just adjusted... Maybe I was talking about another friend, but, like, I really appreciate that. But, however, I'm not the level of Tina where I'm, like, assaulting people with vapor or crying during my ballad.
Or singing Call Me Maybe.
So maybe I'm not Tina.
But you give Tina vibes.
What aspects of Tina would I'm gonna be controversially brave.
Okay.
And say I do see myself in Rachel Berry.
Okay.
You're like, I'm not going to disagree with that statement.
I can see it. Her level... Okay, this sounds really mean, but I'm not trying to be mean.
No, I
Her level of control, like, she needs very control. Yeah. I think that's kind
However, of... However, I'm not just, like, storming out of
Right, rooms. You're not going to bulldoze people to get the control that you want.
Definitely, I lean heavily towards a Santana.
Mm-hmm.
You give off...
Oh, gosh.
I want to say Kurt.
I am not the boy next door. I don't belong like I did before.
Why do I get, like, Kurt energy from you, though? What would you say?
Starting now, it's going to be my turn.
Yeah, starting now, it's going to be my turn. What are the...
Get off of my runway!
Get off of my runway! I had a dream.
Do I seriously give off Kurt vibes? I love him, but
can
like...
Can I say, why are people annoyed by Kurt?
I think it's just like the whole Finn situation.
Oh.
Where he made Finn like super uncomfortable with his like sexual advances, but...
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be really upsetting to hear that like you're an Emma... Or like,
I'm an Emma?
I didn't say that. I said it would be upsetting to hear that.
So you're saying, no, I forgot. You kind of give off, maybe not Santana, maybe Sue.
I don't think that, like, we should be littering the streets.
Fair enough. I think just her girl boss energy.
Any character we choose, I think
it's going to be offended by. Yeah.
Except if it's Blaine.
I do love Blaine.
So why don't we just both claim Blaine?
Oh, can I be Sam? But I'm not as dumb as Sam, so maybe not.
Wait, am I Sam?
No, wait. You don't have a trouty
mouth. Is that how people's lips look?
Where you come from in the south?
You know who I identify with most? And it's like, I think Quinn.
Mm, no. I wish I could be Quinn, but I'm not.
No, I'm not Quinn. I'm not that pretty.
Yeah.
Which is...
Could be Lucy, though. Lucy, before, her name's Lucy Quinn, and then she had a whole revolution, then she just became Quinn. Remember before the nose job?
Backstory.
Yeah.
Oh, she did have a nose job. Mm-hmm. I need one. See, we're the same.
No, you don't.
I feel like if I got, I want a nose piercing, and I feel like it would, like, might also be more complimented with a nose piercing.
Okay. I can see it. Left or right?
Left.
Okay. Yeah, I can see it.
Anyway, do you know that song?
What song?
By Kerrigan Loudermilk, Rachel Zegler does an incredible cover of it. It's just called Anyway. So whenever we say so anyway, I'm like, anyway. Oh. I didn't expect to see you here outside smoking. I'm more of a Nicorette girl these days. I guess I'll just sing the entire 6-minute song in the pause. Totally
okay,
fine.
Yeah, go ahead.
No.
Should we address the elephant in the room?
What?
I think we have to let our listeners know that we have sold out.
Yeah,
we are moving to LA.
We're moving to LA. We're taking our 4 pennies with us.
Yes.
And we're moving to LA.
Yeah, we are influencers now, so we've had our first big controversy.
We have.
We've had our first apology video.
We have.
We are not changing our behavior.
We're not.
So we'll fit right in, in LA. So pack our bags, we're going.
Also, I'm not gonna lie. Problematically, I don't mind listening to our podcast.
You're the reason we have 4 cents.
I'm not one of those girlies who, like, listen to it over and over again. Also, not so problematically, I listen to some things that I've said, and I'm like, maybe that doesn't come off, like, as ironically, because if somebody clipped it, I would sound, like, so bad. Like,
yeah,
it would sound
no,
so
I think,
bad.
I think people need to know that anything we say is probably in a sarcastic manner.
And ironic. Like, everything's a bit. Everything's a bit.
Yeah.
But... yeah, we had our first controversy where basically the app we used to record the podcast automatically put ads for that app, Anchor, in front of our podcasts without me even doing anything. So it was this, like, 30-second robot voice of being like, download Anchor. And so maybe we'll do an ad read and put it in front of the pod. I don't know. It just, like... for me, it feels a little weird to be making money off of something that was clearly just a hobby. It feels a little cringe, like...
okay, yeah. So, what you're saying is, you're gonna give me that 5%.
Right, I'm gonna give you that 5%.
Give me the 5%.
Yeah, 5%.
Turn off the cameras. 5%. What did she say? What was it? She's like, this isn't funny anymore. Turn off the cameras. Yeah, I need to go.
Stop the films.
this is my Trisha Paytas era.
Deadass, stop the films.
Yes, yes.
Oh my god. I can't.
Her baby is due anytime.
Yep.
It's crazy. What do you think she's gonna name her baby?
Renesmee.
I think she might try to go with, like, something, like, to, like, pay homage to, like, Moses's, like, Jewish heritage. So I feel like she might do something there.
Maybe.
Yeah.
This is really off topic, but it kind of reverts back to what I was just saying. I don't think it's cringy to make money off of
this
a hobby or
it's a little cringy
hustle.
Because this is by no means, like, good.
Yeah.
We're not, like, putting our heart and soul in this.
Like, we definitely don't deserve that nickel.
Not even a nickel.
No.
And if I had a nickel for every time this happened, I'd have 2 nickels.
Yeah. And that's a little weird. I guess it's just to say, like, it's already, like, inherently a little weird that we have a podcast where, like, 10 people listen to it. You know what I mean? I was just blocking my own.
I feel like it's more so, like, for us to go back.
Yes, it's a time capsule.
Yeah.
And, like, I was gonna say this earlier until we just had, like, a glee moment. But, like, we've had some classmates who have also ventured towards the podcast route.
Have we? I didn't know that.
And I do in college, and it's like men with microphone energy.
Very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't think we're giving that. I think we're just like BSing around.
Oh, and, completely.
Like, it's just funny.
There's no structure. We're not trying to give you opinions or like, this is the way it is. Girls are gross. Yeah. Oh.
And maybe we'll like have a serious moment every now and then, but like.
We're not telling you how to live your life. Yeah, sometimes I feel like
they we're do just that. Telling each other.
Yeah, literally, literally.
So.
Did you know my school has like a podcasting club?
They do?
Yeah.
We have, like, a late night podcast that, like, you can, like, stream on radio.
Oh.
It's not that.
We've like, been doing like, all this late night talking.
That'd be a good podcast name, Late Night Talking.
That's a good band name. I'm adding it to the list.
Copywriting. We have a band name list going. I think we've mentioned it before, but we finally started it, and maybe we'll have that as a cute little intro one time. You said you prepared something.
I don't know if I should do that at the end. We have some sad news. We're going to let you down gently. We want to talk. Mm-hmm. Take a seat. We love you very much.
Very much.
But we need to take a break.
We are separating.
It's not your fault. You don't need to take sides. Yeah. We both love you very much.
However, I will hint, hint, nudge, nudge for you to take my side. And I will be upset if you don't.
Custody battle.
Yeah.
I'm taking you to court.
Who are we taking in the divorce with us?
I'll take Emily.
Yeah, we kind of have to.
So, we're breaking up.
Yeah, we're
this
breaking
This is the
up.
End of...
It was an amicable, breakup.
The lady just put her sunglasses on so she didn't have to look me in the eye while she did this.
I will say, since the podcast has started, I don't have really a problem making eye contact with you anymore.
Yeah, this has been a good moment for us.
Now that we've mentioned it, though, it is a little weird.
I know. Like, stop looking at me.
But yeah, we're breaking up. We've decided that the friendship is no longer working.
Yeah, this is it. Frenemies, just like it.
Right, we've had some larger fights. It sounds a little too serious.
Delaney, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, I'm just
I gotta go.
Yeah, I'm just going to school. That's it.
Yeah. We'll try to, like, pop in and do, like, holiday episodes.
Pray to podcast gods. Did you see what I wrote in the description yesterday?
No.
Can I read it to
you? Yeah.
Okay. Podcast description yesterday, I uploaded... Okay, can I also... This is hopefully... Whenever we talk about this in the podcast, it never actually happens.
I gotta, like, set a reminder to you.
Yes. So, I am supposed to be uploading this episode on Thursday.
Oh, but isn't that, like, your move-in day?
Yeah, I'll set it up tonight.
Okay.
I am supposed to be uploading this on Thursday, August 25th. Last episode, I believe you were talking about uploading it the week before when I actually did, and I uploaded it on Monday, August 22nd. So I think it was supposed to go live on Monday, August 15th. So any Big Brother news we talked about in that podcast, completely irrelevant. But, you know, some people just like to listen to us babble.
Yeah. Babble's a good band name.
Tyler Oakley and what's his friend's name?
They Connor have a podcast
Franta? Names. No. I had a crush on Connor Franta.
Didn't everyone?
And then I met him, and it was so devastating to hear the news that he was gay. Not because he's gay, but because I had a crush on him.
I had a crush on Joey Graceffa, but like...
Yes. Joey Graceffa, yeah.
Do you remember his coming out video? I distinctly remember...
Don't
wait for the world to be ready. Oh, him and Daniel broke up, though.
Who says you can't explore? Who says you can't explore?
Double meaning?
Oh my god. Did you get that?
I was like... not even 14, like 12.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Anyways, I would like to read, I guess I uploaded that to my, okay. We're having some technical difficulties. Oh, also I would like to make a formal apology about the, Harry's House ranking. Mine was so skewed.
It
was so bad.
I'd agree.
would you keep yours?
Some of it.
Matilda is no longer...
Late Night Talking is higher than initially placed, for sure. So is Cinema. Cinema has really grown on me.
Little Freak? What was I saying?
I like it, but I wouldn't say it's in, like, in my top.
Never saw my birthmark. I want... Just absolutely...
People are gonna have tendonitis now. Jeez.
Tendonitis?
Yeah, that's in your ears.
Tendonitis? No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Tendonitis. Tendonitis, a condition in which the tissue connecting muscle to the bone becomes inflamed.
Then what's the ear one?
I don't know what you're thinking.
There's
of.
One that begins with T.
What was I talking? Oh, the podcast is. We are so bad at this. Okay. Podcast description. For yesterday's upload, I said happy Monday. What's an uploading schedule? We're doing our best, Linda. Today.
How do you pronounce this? The first word in the description.
I can't read it because you're forgotten. It's so cracked. Tinnitus? Tinnitus?
Yeah, tinnitus.
I've never heard
That's
of
another
that.
dyslexic notice. Moment. Oh my god. Tendonitis and
You're totally tinnitus. Fine. That's valid.
Anyway.
Tinnitus and tendonitis?
Yeah. Same yeah. thing to me. Anyway.
Same difference.
Yeah.
Anyway.
When you make that face, you look like Shane Dawson. I'm sorry.
It is the meanest thing you could ever say to me. And I felt it too. I felt it before. I felt it before.
Oh,
it's
my
the
God.
Cadence in my voice yeah. and the way I shake my head when I do it. Like,
guys. What was it? Paper beer? Oh my god.
Can I admit to something to you?
What?
Remember when I used to snort when I laughed?
Mm-hmm.
It was for attention.
I believe it. Attention-seeking behavior. I believe it.
Did you ever do some, like, cringy things when you were
Oh, younger? All the time! Girl!
Example?
I was one of those kids who would walk around singing everywhere. I'm like, I'm gonna get a bag and get catch a break.
Like a record dealer.
Yeah.
Record dealer.
I mean, hey. Record
producer.
Sir, yeah.
Is gonna come up to you and be like, I just heard you singing in the ice cream aisle. I really
like your rendition of what did I even say as a child?
Rain on my parade.
Literally,
in the frozen veggies was really good.
Oh yeah.
I also would, like, pretend to, like, model strut down, like, the aisles. Oh my god, kids yeah. are so weird. And I remember literally vividly, like, I was so committed to this bit of, like, oh my god, my laugh isn't like other girls. Like, I'm gonna snort when I laugh. Because it made people laugh and, like, laugh at my laugh, and I liked, like, people laughing. And so, like, I was so committed to the bit where I think it actually inherently became part of my laugh. So then, like, I was laughing one time in chorus class in fifth grade, and people were making fun of my laugh, and I started crying about it. And it was like, get a grip. You made this up for attention.
I was never that person that was like, I hurt my leg, so I'm wearing a brace. I was never that
no,
level
me
of attention. I know exactly. There was a girl in middle school who did that, and I think we're thinking of the same person. She for sure did.
Are her initials?
Her and her friend.
What's the friend's name?
Her friend that she's no longer friends with.
Text me the friend's name.
I think you know.
Okay, yes.
Yes, yeah.
We just had a telepathy moment. Oh my god, exactly. And because when you had a boot in middle school, you could use the elevator. And you had an elevator.
Right.
Pass.
I have never used the elevator at my school because I'm scared it's going to break down and I'm going to be stuck in there forever.
That's really valid. I live on the fifth floor.
Oh.
So.
Moving day is going to be great for you.
There's an elevator. But.
That's going to be busy for moving day.
No, because I'm moving in early.
Right. There you go.
I know. But I'm excited, but also, like, the anxiety of living on the fifth floor and, like, I love it because I feel safer up there, but also I don't feel as safe because, like, if there's a fire, you know what I mean? Like, I can't just jump out the fifth floor.
I mean, you could.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't end well.
Fair enough.
The podcast would be over. Well, you could continue it. It could be
a legacy. Every episode, it's a new, yeah. like, memoriam for you.
Yeah, you're crying about it. It's fine. Do you have... Have you seen those, that Alvin and the Chipmunks audio of, like...
What? Oh.
No. Of, like, it's, like, a parody of Alvin and the Chipmunks, but, like, people put, like, thoughts to it. Like, I just won't talk to anybody for a week and see who reaches out. And it's, like... Alvin, what the actual F? And it's like, have you not heard that?
I have.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've had thoughts like that before, and I'm like, what the hell? That's so weird.
There's a lyric in a song that I really like. It's called Maybe We're Meant to Be Alone. It's a really good song by Bad Sons. Mm-hmm. Let me read you the lyric.
What is happening?
Sounds like my brother is awake.
We've also talked about this before. I don't think we have on the pod. But I see TikToks all the time of just, like, calling out my innermost, like, deepest, darkest secrets. And I'm like, people post this on the internet, but also I feel so much less alone. Like,
yeah.
As a child, or, like, even, like, in high school and middle school, I would, like, fantasize about, like, being injured so that I would lose weight. That's so dark.
So the lyric is from a song called Maybe We're Meant to Be Alone. So it's already setting up, you know.
Right.
Sometimes
like, Emily is rolling her eyes right now.
She likes Bad Son.
I know, but she says we talk about being lonely all the time.
No, so the lyric is, sometimes I fantasize about faking my own death just to see how it would make you feel. And I was like, I feel that.
Yeah.
That's a good lyric.
Maybe not to that extreme, but
sometimes
that's a really good lyric.
Sometimes I fantasize about faking my own death just to see how it would make you feel. That's not how the song goes at all.
That's our literal high school drum line.
Can we just talk about how that was a cult?
Drumline?
The whole band!
There was a scandal.
Do tell.
I had a coworker who was in the drum, not in the drum line, but a drum major, which is the person who does the arm movements.
Yeah.
My arm would just jiggle while I did that, and that would really bother me. Just like,
oh, yeah.
I can't. Anyways, anyways.
Stop putting the sunglasses on! Oh my god!
She said that the drum line did, like, the, remember when the Pornhub intro was, like, turning?
Yes, yeah. Oh, no, yeah, you weren't there for that? A certain person did it, who was in our grade.
Oh, so it's been done before?
Yeah.
Oh.
Someone specifically in our grade did that.
I wasn't privy to it then, obviously I wasn't.
Right.
But, like,
it was
I
during
guess,
an assembly, yeah.
I guess I did it again then.
Yeah.
Oops!
I did it again! I feel like we're more musical today than normal.
We are.
Yeah.
We are musical today. Should we try, maybe like, okay, think of a song that comes to your mind and then we can like sing it on three. Like song
association. That never, so like I say a word and then you have to think of a song within like a certain amount of
we'll
time?
We'll just do song association and then like keep doing it until we get the same song. So there's like songs similar to that song and then like,
got
you know what
it.
I mean? Okay.
This is going to be very annoying for our listeners.
Yeah, whatever. It's our podcast.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. 1, 2, 3. You don't know. You didn't even start.
I'm sorry. I can't
Katie
think of a song.
Katie does this thing. Wait, I'm sure we've heard it all in the pod. There's actually a very funny moment on the pod when I was listening to get... I only listened to the pod to get information for the description. Mm-hmm. I feel like I should make that very clear.
No, Delaney spends every night listening to it. She
right,
falls asleep to it.
I fall asleep to our podcast.
Yeah. She needs my voice to lull her to sleep. And when she's back at school, she's going to call me every night.
Yeah, I'm going to be crying and sobbing listening to the podcast on the treadmill. Me on the Stairmaster.
Someone's going to come up to you and be like, Delaney, are you okay?
Oh my god. You know those like TikTok videos of like people walking up to
What are you listening to?
What are you listening to? Oh, just... My,
so anyway, the podcast?
Yeah. So anyway, podcast? Oh my god. What was I saying?
Song association.
Okay. Katie has this thing where we have, like, I'm like, we have this bit of, like, harmonizing all the time.
She
and
goes,
I always-
you go high or low.
And Katie's like, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, then I'll just follow. We could literally imitate the conversation now.
Okay.
High or low?
What song? Delaney calls me yesterday, and she's like, how great thou art, and then starts singing that, and I'm like, what is going on?
She sent me a TikTok talking about the wording of art in the Bible.
Delaney didn't know that art is an Old English word.
Yes,
and,
I did!
But so, in a biblical sense, she didn't know it was referring to the use of, like, are or is. And so she thought it was actually about art.
No, I didn't. I thought, I know that art is used in, like, because we read Shakespeare and whatever, mm-hmm. and that, all that jazz. I've done that.
Anyway.
We've read Shakespeare or whatever, so I know that art is used as an old English term, but I thought in the song, How Great Thou Art, it was, like, referring to, like art was symbolism for, like, Jesus' creation, like, God's service to the earth or whatever.
Yeah.
Not or whatever, but, like, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, they sing my soul, my savior God to be.
Maybe you should be going to RIT instead of me.
Great. Right. I don't think you've ever mentioned your school on the podcast.
Oh, oops. I mean, yeah. Nobody heard it. It's fine.
Yeah. Wait.
Who? What?
We're just drawing it down. Anyways. This is an unhinged
episode. Oh my god, take the bottle cap off of your nose.
I think people are going to think we're, like, high or something.
I'm very caffeinated.
We're very sober.
Are we? Stone cold sober. Stone cold. Anyway. We just came back from getting coffee, so maybe we just, like, have a high amount of caffeine in us right now.
Yeah, but it was, like, iced coffee.
Yeah, which has more caffeine than normal coffee. Why? I don't know. Ask Amelia. She's the barista. She knows. She's an expert.
You're just outing everyone today.
Yeah.
Hey, Amelia.
Yeah.
Amelia Bedelia.
Yeah.
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 Speaking of songs, can I please speak on something?
Yeah.
I was going through my Spotify playlist. Mind you, I've had Spotify since I was in about sixth grade. And I found a playlist, and it is the most angsty playlist I have ever seen in my life.
That you created?
I created. Let me tell you how long it is. Probably seventh or eighth grade. This playlist is 4 hours and 6 minutes, and it is about, I'm really outing myself here. It is about a boy that I had a crush on that I had maybe one conversation with. Let's read the title of the pod, the playlist.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah, so...
What? Why have I never heard about this?
I deeply apologize to our listeners. I just dropped my phone.
Headphone user. And we just absolutely blew their eardrums out.
I wanted you to look at the songs that are on this playlist, and you cannot tell me it is the most angsty playlist about, like, unrequited love when I had maybe two conversations with this man.
This is very smart of you to put, like, another name with his
initials. No, so you know that trend on TikTok that's like, introduce your school crush with the name that you gave, the code name you gave him? And my code name for this man was Bobby Flay, as in the MasterChef cook.
Oh, I hit something. Oh, Bobby Flay is actually not that bad, though.
He's hot.
Yeah, he's hot. A man who can cook. I mean...
So, yeah, the most angsty songs you will ever see on this playlist.
Why is there so much animosity?
I don't know!
Wow.
It's the most angsty playlist you will ever see.
This is incredible.
It's so funny. I was listening to it, and I'm like, girl, you had two conversations with this man. Not even, he was a child. Well, so was I, so it was okay.
There's a Phineas and Ferb song.
There is! Yeah, I'm really out here exposing myself. I thought it was really funny, though, and I will never delete that playlist.
Yeah, there's literally a Phineas and Ferb song, and then there's a song called, like, Kiss Me Slowly.
That's a good song.
Drowning, Katie.
Backstreet Boys.
This is everything. You know what?
It's so angsty, and for what?
This is worth... My Sad Girl Summer playlist is... Should we put a link to that playlist?
Yeah, I really like that playlist. We should put a link to our So Anyway playlist.
Yeah, we have a So Anyway playlist on Spotify. I'll put a link to the Sad Girl Summer. I was talking about your Bobby Flay.
Oh, we could.
We can put a link to Katie's Bobby Flay playlist. If anybody's interested in reading that,
yeah,
reading, listening, whatever you want. But my Sad Girl Summer playlist is also, like, I don't know if it all has the same themes of music, but it's terribly sad.
It kind of, I don't know, because sometimes you have, like, happy songs, and I'm like, what is that doing there?
Well, it's just because I'm not that.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? Like,
their happiness makes you sad. Got it.
Bury that. Oh, God. Like, I have, I have Almost There from Princess and the Frog in there. I'm Almost There. And then literally Ceilings from Lizzie McGuire.
Girl, say her name right.
Sorry, Alpine.
There you go.
Alpine Slide. Yeah, her new album is, like,
rips my heart in part, yeah. What is the saddest album that you've listened to?
Okay, I haven't had, like, a connection to, like, music other than, like, musical theater until, like, the past, like...
Oh, see, I've been sobbing to music since 2017. That's...
Oh, that's a good lyric.
Yeah! I should write that down.
Yeah. Musical-wise, I think Dear Evan Hansen is, like, pretty gut-wrenching.
You should listen to Next to Normal.
Yeah.
That one literally ripped my heart in half.
Also, Waitress is really sad. Mm.
The lyric of, like, I hope someday someone wants to hold you for 20 minutes straight. They don't pull away and they don't try to kiss you. All they do is wrap you up in their arms and hold on tight without an inch of selfishness to it, baby. I hope you become addicted. I hope you become addicted to saying things and having them matter to someone. That literally... Ooh,
the fact that we remember that and know that by heart is so sad. Not that, like, it's sad to memorize things, but, like, the fact that we... Oh, my God. just us typing.
Anyway.
You need to listen to that song. It's incredible.
Okay. Add it to the playlist.
It doesn't... So they don't have, like... I don't know where it's from. I know it's from a musical because Kerrigan and Loudermilk produces... Mm-hmm. Or it's, like, Kerrigan Loudermilk? I don't know if it's one person or two. But they, like, produce musicals. Mm-hmm. And, like... It's a cover of something of a musical. I don't know too much information about it, but it's so good. Got it. And Rachel Zegler does, like, my favorite rendition of it.
She's so good. Yeah. I think that playlist would be a very big insight to us as people. So, anyway, playlist.
Yeah. Oh, This is the last episode of season one.
Yeah.
But we're gonna plan, like, hopefully, a So Anyway Halloween, holiday, yeah. A So Anyway Thanksgiving, a So Anyway Christmas. And, like...
Yeah.
So cute.
If you have any, like, topics you want us to talk about during the holiday, let us know in the comments below.
Okay. DM us on Instagram.
Probably won't get to it, but you know.
Well, there's 9 people who follow our Instagram.
We're a democracy.
We can handle 9 DMs. If they decide to listen. Yeah, I don't know. What was I saying?
Holiday specials.
I'm just incompetent when it comes to, like, clearly recording virtually. So if we can figure it out and we want to take on that challenge,
we'll try. Yeah.
But, I don't know. If there's enough demand. There's really only one person who, like, consistently listens to the pod. And we really appreciate her viewership.
She knows who she is.
Yes. Emily, please stand up.
She's gonna text me again. She's gonna be like, thanks for the shout out.
Yeah, of course. A day one. We're gonna buy 1 t-shirt of merch for Emily.
Only Emily.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Why do I feel like she would really love that, though?
She probably would. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
So cover your ears, actually. It's gonna be a surprise.
Happy holidays. High or low?
I don't know that song well enough to do the whole thing.
Who's
saying? Oh, pause for barking.
It's a wonderful feeling, all the love in the room from the
floor. Why do I feel like Glee did that?
It's a time of year, Christmas time is here, with the festival of love, God sent you his love, everything.
Delaney, I'm going to cut you off.
I could have kept going.
I know, that's why I cut you off.
That is one of the best concerts I've ever seen.
Pentatonix. My middle school chorus teacher had, like, an unhealthy obsession with the Pentatonix. So
I feel like any chorus teacher should.
I have a whole playlist of songs that she ruined for me.
Really?
Yes.
Can we go through that?
Yeah, it's called PTSD.
We will also link that playlist.
Just link my whole Spotify, why don't you?
Seriously. Well, Katie has, like, 100 playlists.
80, actually.
That's wild. That you created?
Yes. I have a playlist for every mood. These are all the songs that she made me hate.
Of course Hamilton's on there.
Yeah.
Troye Sivan.
We had no business singing that song.
What song was it?
Youth. About his, like, gay awakening.
Sorry, I started playing it. Oh my god, the John Legend.
Legend? Isn't it? Oh, yeah, no, you're right. Never mind. Sorry,
not
my bad.
John Lennon.
Yeah, we had no business singing that either. That is a very sexual song for 12-year-olds. All of me loves all of you, all your curves and all your edges.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty wrong, too.
Ugh, fight song? Still hate that song to this day.
You know what you're giving right now? Ruby Doo.
No, you didn't. Delaney, that is the meanest thing you've ever said to me. Aww. I'm gonna cry.
All your curves and all your edges is not, I don't think that's like overt. I mean, it is overtly sexual.
It's a song written about his wife.
It's not bad. Objectively, Apple Bottom Jeans is a little bit worse than that.
Yeah.
So, let me see. Ruby Doo had a right. No, she did it. Ruby Doo doesn't have any right.
I'm reading the lyrics to see if there's any. Okay, maybe it wasn't horrible, but like, I don't know.
Did your elementary. Oh, were you in elementary chorus?
I think so.
Did your elementary school teacher also have an obsession with Katy Perry's Roar?
No. Oh. We did do a classroom video in fifth grade, though.
My god.
That is not what Roar sounds like!
It is!
No, it's not! What are you on?
We also had, like choreography to go with.
Y'all looked like little tigers.
Yeah. I've got the eye of the tiger, the fire, dancing through the fire, cause I am champion.
You're gonna hear me roar.
The musical episode, a musical farewell.
So anyway, the podcast, the musical,
yeah.
The series.
Yeah.
You should post that on the Instagram.
What?
Our little graphic.
Oh, I will. Yeah, definitely.
That's a good graphic.
So anyway, the podcast, the musical, the series, the movie, the
playlist,
podcast, the playlist.
We're gonna have merch everywhere. Yeah. Just you wait. Turn your corner. Just it's gonna be like Ray Dunn, but with anyway the podcast.
Like to match with the someone that's been in the hell of catches. This episode
people are not
is
gonna
garbage.
Listen to this.
This is just absolute trash garbage.
It's...
Should that be the title of today's episode? Absolute trash garbage.
Yeah, that's pretty
throw
good.
Throw it away.
Throw it away.
So anyway, throw it away.
That's a good band name.
Throw it away.
Yeah.
Trash garbage.
That sounds like something that would be in like Lemonade Mouth.
Wait, what's it?
It sounds like your throat just had a seizure. Dance floor, determinate. Real deal, you know how I feel. I'm just gonna put the look it down now. I need to put your feet up on the ground and make that sound like.
They do that sound in the middle. Just like that electric guitar sound. Like.
Can't even do it.
Okay, I'm done. Oh, I'm done.
My.
Throw it away. This podcast is archives.
Ooh. I don't think we've talked about one productive thing in this episode.
And we normally don't either.
The last, 10 minutes, and then it's, trauma dump.
It's like that Gabby Hanna audio.
So, anyway, who was about to hear about the first time my eating disorder started?
Oh, my God. Her newest manic episode is all over my For You page.
I didn't see that. What's going on? Is it when she's, dancing? So, I'm an artist.
Laughing at somebody's downfall.
The dance moves were just a lot.
I'm sweating so bad.
Should I crack open a window?
No.
Okay.
Oh my God. No, but her newest breakdown is all over my For You page, and it's her being she subscribed to Christianity now.
Oh.
So it's her yelling in the mirror at people's comments about God.
She's giving Trisha Paytas, but lack of self-awareness. Mm.
Do you know who Lo Anthony is?
Yes.
Do you listen to Violating Community Guidelines with Brittany Broski and Sarah Schauer?
Every now and then, yes.
Okay, I really recommend you listen to. They just did an episode about the influencer to Christian pipeline.
It's
very interesting. Okay. Definitely recommend. But yeah, otherwise, just thinking about 5 minutes ago, we were absolutely feral. And now we're talking.
Someone needs to, check us in somewhere.
Can you imagine if,
I just got a vision of us, in a retirement home doing this.
Determining.
All the other people are trying to play, bridge, and we're over in the corner. Oh, my God.
I was in a nursing home the other day, or, a few weeks ago, and they were doing karaoke.
That would be us.
It was so, oh, my God, it was
What's your go-to karaoke song?
I don't really do karaoke, but, there's karaoke.
Probably Les Mis. I bet you would sing Les Mis.
Oh, my God.
I dreamed a dream of time gone by. Time
when love was blind.
And life worth living.
Oh, my God. Totally that. Or, Skylar Sisters from Hamilton.
Wick, wick. Eliza.
No.
And Peggy.
The Skylar Sisters.
Do you remember in 8th grade? I don't know if we were in the same history class, but someone basically did a whole production of Hamilton in my period, and I think you know exactly who.
Does their first name begin with a G?
Yes. And our history teacher was just, sitting at his desk, I don't know what to do.
What do you mean? She was just doing the whole thing?
In front of the whole class!
Sorry, they were just doing the whole thing?
Yeah, come on, who else is gonna be doing that to Hamilton? Literally, choreography, singing, the whole works.
I know the choreo for
And Skylar that's Sisters. Why I don't like Hamilton, because of people like that.
But I am that person.
Yeah, but you wouldn't do that in front of... Okay, I take it back.
8th grade Delaney?
Certainly would.
She would.
She would.
Do you ever wish you could, go back and, meet that person as, yourself?
Sometimes.
I just want to, have a conversation with her.
I feel like I haven't changed fundamentally all that much. Personality-wise. I remember you would get on me all the time because you were you're so pessimistic. I was I'm a realist. You're life is great.
You're Iggy Azalea. First thing first, I'm the realist.
Yeah.
Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Whatever happened to her?
Because I'm gonna bring you down. I'd give you a lesson in physics round and round. Because you want a bit. I actually see her all the time on social media because she and Trixie Mattel are, good friends.
Oh, good for her, I guess. I just didn't know she was up to anything.
Did you hear that noise? My throat just made that. yeah, she has a kid.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome.
Must be nice. Surely tuned out.
If
this
was
an absolute disaster fire.
If my future employer ever listens to this episode, I'm so... Oh my God. I just got the biggest ick at the idea of a future partner or like spouse or like husband like listening to this.
If I think either one of us would do the due diligence of if someone were to find that, the podcast would be deleted immediately. It would be off the air.
Away. Oh my god. Oh my god. Because I think we do a good job at hiding it.
The podcast?
Well, hiding it from people we don't want to know about it.
Fair enough.
Like, at this point, like, our families are just, like...
We don't care, shut up. Like,
every time I come to Katie's house, the pod is always the first topic of conversation. And, like, we used to be so embarrassed by it, but it's, like, it's a hobby, it's whatever. Maybe it's a sign.
Nobody can bear through it.
Yeah, nobody can bear through it anyway, so it's, like, might as well. But, yeah. Gosh. Have we even talked about anything this episode?
Glee?
Okay, let's find, like, something to talk about. Okay. You were saying that you felt like middle school was a fever dream.
It was. Some of the things people did and things teachers did, questionable.
Do you have a specific memory that we haven't yet talked about on the pod? Because I feel like middle school was always a topic of conversation, and I'm not mad about that.
No, I think it's interesting. Because, yeah. Like, everyone obviously has had awful middle school experiences.
Which is, like, there's 300, well, we graduated in a class of, like, 300. There's, like, 300 different perspectives of our middle school, and I'm sure they're all, like, wild.
Oh, yeah. I just think 8th grade was, our English teacher was way too comfortable with us.
Meh. I mean, looking back, especially, like, I feel like we've talked about this before. I feel like I preface every conversation with, I feel like we've talked about this before, so I'm just not going to anymore because nobody remembers. But now that I work with kids, I realize how little we were.
Mm-hmm.
And, like...
Not mature?
Just, like, 12 years old is, like, very young. Mm-hmm. Like, 13, like, you were a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even, like, the thought that a 10-year-old can be in middle school is wild.
That's where life really beats you down.
Mm-hmm. I get knocked down.
But I pick up again. You're never gonna break me down. I get knocked down.
But I pick up again. You're never gonna.
Oh my god, you and your Pitch Perfect.
No, that was Drumline. But Pitch Perfect 2. Not Pitch Perfect number 2, like Pitch Perfect as well.
Okay.
I feel like the crinkling of my water bottle is gonna make it into the pod. So anyway, podcast.
ASMR?
Burn It Trash featuring water bottle.
Oh my. Middle school.
I think the most traumatic memories were from gym class.
Very much so. Rock climbing was no thank you. I can't believe they let us
do that. The belay. Just like 12-year-olds belaying other 12-year-olds into like 20 feet into the air.
Absolute shame middle school gym class brought upon me because the guys were so competitive and I was not athletic, so like I took that loss personally.
There's always those kids when you're doing dodgeball and you were one of them
who would purposely get out so they didn't have to play anymore because yes,
who lurk in the background,
yeah,
and have conversations with the other girlies.
I will take ownership to that.
And just, like, move. And then you're eventually the last
people
in the game.
Because I was afraid if I actually put an effort, I would be made fun of, so I just didn't try. Because then I could play it off like I didn't care.
I am okay admitting smart. Now. I always was like, oh my god, I play field hockey. Like, I'm athletic. I'm not like other girls. Like, I play softball.
You were a pick-me girl?
I think I was in middle school.
Crazy.
Although, like, not really.
I wanted to be a Wattpad girl who was like, oh, I'm so shy. Like, I wear glasses and I read, and the guy is just gonna fall for me because I'm not like other girls and I'm so shy.
That's
and introverted.
Equally as picky.
Yeah, but in a different way.
Whoa. I'm just realizing, like, we are very, very similar, but in certain aspects of our life and growing up, we are just so fundamentally different. Like,
I will revert into complete silence in situations.
Are you an oversharer when you're...
No, I'm a don't sharer.
I'm such an oversharer. Like, we would have, bringing it back again to the Socratic seminars, I would always feel so uncomfortable in the silence of just sitting and staring at everyone that I felt the need to just, like, always be talking.
Oh, see, I was like, somebody else better do this or else I'm gonna die on the inside.
Yeah, and... I don't know, like, sometimes I want, like, I think it'd be cool to have, like, a little bit of mystery about me, but I just, like, overshare everything.
You think that, and then it just turns out nobody knows who you are, and you're invisible. Because, girl, that's what I did, and nobody knows who I am. It's fine.
It's so dark.
Yeah.
It is what it is. But certain things, I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have shared that within, like, the first 2 days of knowing that person.
So it's like that. So who wants to hear about my eating disorder?
But it's not that, like, certainly sometimes I definitely have, like, dumped really dark information on people, but I know I do keep a lot of things, right? Like, not a lot of things, but, like, basically, if I'm an open book. Like, if somebody asks me a question, I'm going to answer it honestly.
Fair, yeah.
Have you ever lied when somebody's asked you a question?
What do you mean? Yeah, of course.
That's such a stupid question.
I mean, yeah, duh. Have you ever lied about, like, something so trivial that it, like, came up to bite you? Because I remember distinct what happening in sixth grade, and I think about it still, and it makes me so embarrassed.
What?
Someone who was, like, kind of popular, we went to school with, but, like, super, super nice, like, genuinely really nice to everyone. She was, like, talking to me during ASD one day. She's like, do you watch The Bachelor? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, well, who's your favorite this season? And I'm like, and, like, I just didn't know how to respond because I didn't actually watch The Bachelor.
Who was it?
Super nice, super popular.
Begins with a C?
No. Because I knew that person since childhood. Oh. Begins with an L.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Oh.
LR?
LI.
Girl?
Yeah. We'll discuss later. But I just remember that, and I think about that sometimes when I can't sleep. I'm like, full body cringe.
See, like, that's what I mean. Like, I just, like, have never, like, when people ask me things, I just, like, don't feel the need to lie.
Oh, see, sometimes I just get so, like, overwhelmed that I'm like, I don't know what to do. Deer in headlights.
I don't know. I'm like, sometimes I leave interactions and I'm like, ugh, that was really awkward. And they definitely... See, but I'm also, like, the type of person to, like, oh my god, we've talked about this before. Like, I'll just, like, mention the awkward moment, and then it makes it more awkward sometimes.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think some people have a really hard time, like, laughing at themselves, and I, like, very much don't. So, like, I'll just, like, but I'm also constantly saying sorry for no reason.
Mm. Fair.
I need to know who this person is.
It's literally... Why? It's not, like, controversial. You've definitely have interactions with them.
Really?
Yes.
Am I?
Think. Delaney, like, and I are just having a stare down right now.
Their first name began with an L and their last name ended
no,
with an
their
I?
First two letters in their names.
Oh, LT.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Okay, we're gonna have to discuss later. T.
You know what? No. Not her.
Okay.
Not her.
Okay.
Oh my god, we are so annoying.
Yeah, people are gonna be like, we don't care.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just distinctly remember that, and I still cringe to this day about it.
Like, here's an oversharing moment where, like, I will think about this in the shower and, like, literally want to punch myself in the freaking face.
Do you ever think about these moments and then suddenly your whole body just gets, like, hot with the tinglies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, nauseous?
Yeah, and I'm like, ugh!
I have many. Maybe it's not I'm an oversharer. It's just sometimes, like, when I'm really comfortable with people, I'm just a lot.
I am too. And I think, like, that, yeah. And us together?
Over-talking, like... With interrupting, like, too loud, takes like thinks everything is funny, like,
that's
I'm
us,
that girl.
That's me.
I know, but it's like
I would cringe at me.
So we were actually kind of talking about this today, but, like, do you remember this, like, icebreaker game? I think our seventh grade math teacher did it because it wasn't.
I didn't like her.
Okay. It was in her math class, and it was, like, you had to cross the room if certain things
yes,
applied to
you. I hate that game.
Right? Okay.
We did that at my freshman seminar, and we'll talk about that after, because I have thoughts.
Okay. So, one of the questions I vividly remember was, like, if you were named after somebody, like, walk across the room. Like, if your name was named up, like, as a namesake to somebody.
Got it, got it.
And my first name, my mom heard it, and literally I walked across the room, and then we went around, and, like, who are you named after? And, of course, I had to be, like, long-winded, and I literally could have just said, like, a family friend. I'm not named after anybody, but, like, my mom liked the name, but, of course, I had to be, like, oh, well, my mom's, like, family friends, like, nephew.
Like, twice removed.
Yeah, literally twice removed. His name was Delaney, and she really liked it as a girl's name, so that's what I'm named after. I think about that all the time.
Why? That's not that embarrassing.
But it was so, like, everybody was, like, just my grandfather. And it's, like, I had to be that girl who was, like, oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm actually named after someone.
I'm actually named so after someone, too.
Yeah.
From I could Arthur. Spend,
like, or I literally could have been, like, my middle name is my mom's maiden name.
There you go. Yeah.
But this is very embarrassing. In sixth grade, I had an ankle injury.
You were that girl?
Yeah. As we know, I was the manager on the softball team.
Not a good thing, as we've learned.
Yeah. So part of those duties were being, like, an announcer during the softball, and me with a microphone.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
As we've established.
Yeah. But, like, there were people, and, like, during the rec games that I was supposed to be involved in, I just would, like, one girl I specifically remember who we have mentioned before on the pod.
Have we?
She was up to bat, and she, like, swing the bat, and then, like, let go of the bat without hitting the ball, and I literally said into the microphone.
Oh.
I literally was like, maybe let's try and hold on to the bat.
That's so funny. That is hilarious. Oh my god. Have you seen those TikToks where, like, girls go past by, like, rec fields where guys are playing with microphones from their car and, like, dictate what's happening in the game?
Stop.
It's so funny.
No, I haven't. Oh. I need to. But that's, like, one of those moments where, like, I would like to go back and apologize to every single person on that team. Although, like, certainly all of them have forgotten.
Oh, that. Yeah.
But I just, like, that is something that that really does keep me up at night, where I'm like, that I'm a bad person because of that.
That's funny. I don't know what you're talking about. I would have laughed. Except if it was me, I would have cried.
Yeah. And I was giving, like, nicknames to people.
Oh my god. You are a menace.
An absolute menace.
Delaney the menace.
And, like, the parents, like, clearly were bothered. And, like, as a parent, I would remember that for the rest
for
of my
bullying.
Life. Like, I really...
Oh.
Sometimes I genuinely think about that, and I'm like, I need to go back and apologize to people.
Nobody
but I don't
remembers.
Know how to do it. You really think so?
Nobody remembers.
Katie, that really beats me up. Like, I really beat myself up about that.
Don't.
Oh, do you have a moment like that where you're like, oh my god, I was a really bad person?
Yes. It was during freshman year, and I said something I didn't mean to say. We had a friend who was, like, a junior friend. I put that in loose quotation marks. This friend group, who I'm no longer friends with, was hanging out with this person they knew through band. And they were her junior.
Right.
And she was telling us about how she was, like, kind of into a guy in our grade. And she's like, well, I don't want to say. And I'm like, okay, so I have to think about someone who's desperate. And I was like... oh wait, I didn't mean that in the way that you meant it. Like, I had to think about boys who were, I said boys who were desperate,
okay.
As in, like, to date her.
Right.
That haunts me, because I obviously didn't mean that, like, whoever dated her was desperate, but, like,
yeah. It's okay. I think we all mince our words, like.
Anyway, I take it back, because she was super rude, and I don't like her.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Do you? No.
No?
They were a junior.
Oh, I don't know
yeah.
who they are then.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Anyway, that
wild.
Makes me cringe, but...
Yeah, there's, like, certain things that I've said that I can't remember what I specifically
said,
but I remember
things wrong
the
all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I misspeak constantly.
But I, like, remember the feeling of saying them. Like, Or, like, I say things, and, like, I don't think it sounds bad, but, like, people's responses off, to what I said is bad, and I'm like, oh, my God, wait, let me backtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, the conversations are just moving so fast, and, like, you can't have a chance to, like, apologize or, like, backtrack, and mm-hmm. then you're just, like, stuck in that feeling of, like, oh, my God, I wish I had never said anything.
Yeah. I think what we're learning is we both have social anxiety.
I don't think I have. My issue is I'm not socially well, I think sometimes in some scenarios I'm, like, socially anxious, but, like, I think that's just normal.
Maybe.
But, like, yeah, I'm not afraid to talk to people, but that feeling of, like, actually, maybe I do, because I was talking to some of my coworkers, and I was, like, you don't go home after at the end of the day and, like, recount all of your conversations and, like, remember things that you said and hate yourself for it. And they were like, no. And I was like,
what's that like?
Oh, what a life to be living. And I was like, you know what? You should. Because everything that I say is absolutely insane.
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always the people who, like, are so problematic and say the worst
things
that, like, never
actually
self-reflect.
Yeah, like, I wish I had your confidence. Yeah.
I'm just, like, constantly self-reflecting and overanalyzing, and,
yeah.
like, which is, like, fun.
No,
sometime. No. Me gaslighting myself. It's fun, right? We're having fun.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, that's crazy. That's my go-to response lately, and I kind of want to change that.
Mine is valid tea, or that's wild.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Wild.
That's fire. Fire facts.
Cap.
Cap.
Which, why do we have a podcast if we're constantly overanalyzing everything we've said?
I don't know. Good question. Okay.
Specifically, I remember we were talking about Glee one time, and I remember me mentioning we're all minorities, we're all part of Glee Club, and I mentioned, like, right, because people of color's experiences are, like, white people's experiences in America are just as comparable to people of color's. And it's, like, if somebody clipped that would sound so bad.
Yeah.
And, like, I kind of sounded serious when I said it. I was like, oh, God. Get ready for the apologies, because me just overanalyzing do you ever just, like, okay... I constantly am apologizing to my friends, like, sorry to bother you, but...
Oh, yeah, see, I just don't. I don't even go to that far, I just don't.
I don't do that with you, though, because I feel like we just, like, aren't... Like, we're not a texting... Like, we text, but, like, we don't, like... We text more often than we used to. But,
yeah.
Like, it's sometimes it's me just talking to my friends with no responses back, and it's so sad. Like, it's just me talking to myself in the group chat.
Okay.
You don't have that experience.
I never, like, I'm weird about group chats. Like, I don't like being in group. I will be in a group chat, but sometimes I'm like, unless I'm friends with everyone in the group chat, it's, like, super awkward. I'm like, hey. So, I feel like our main form of communication is just through TikTok.
It is, honestly, yeah.
That's how I can, like, oh, that was really weird, check in with you, like, by the TikToks you send me. I'm like, Lady's not doing too great today.
I'm always fine. It's just, my For You page is hella depressing sometimes.
Mine is just 360s every which way you turn. Yeah. Well,
what time were we at?
An hour and 3 minutes. Do we do the little
yes.
memoriam? Am I saying the right
what
word?
What did you put together?
I have a little dedication for y'all.
Oh my God. Oh my God, she brought the guitar out.
This is a very sad moment for us, and we're really sad to say goodbye. Delaney, okay. Please join in.
It's time to
join in if you know. No.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
I will remember you. Will you remember me? Don't let your life pass you by and weep not that dedication.
I love you so much.
I learned that song last night. I'm like, we need to do something.
Yeah. Oh my god. So.
We will miss you guys dearly.
Dearly beloved. Yes. We gather here today. What a terrible last episode.
We're sorry.
Really, the only thing that really saved that was the song.
You're welcome.
And we love you for that.
Of course, of course. Well, it was a good run, y'all. Enjoy.
Enjoy it. Like, yeah. Bye.
Adios.